Welcome to Intelligent Medicine, America's foremost program on health, medicine, and nutrition, featuring the latest on both conventional and alternative therapies. Now, here's Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
Welcome to another hour of the weekend edition of Intelligent Medicine. We're live. We're here. We're available. You can call us. Our number is 877-726-8255. That's 877-726-TALK. And we're available for all manner of questions related to the best of high-tech medicine, the best of natural therapies. That's what we do each weekend here on Intelligent Medicine. That's why we call it Intelligent Medicine. It means doing the right thing when it comes to your health. So here's a good news, bad news scenario when it comes to cognitive decline and the risk of Alzheimer's disease. Here's a stark statistic. I am a baby boomer. That means that I was born during that very prolific period between 1946 and 1963. I guess the Kennedy assassination demarcates the end of the baby boomer era when it comes to birth dates. I'm a mid baby boomer, born in 1952. But here's a stark statistic. 28 million baby boomers are destined to develop Alzheimer's disease by the year 2050. Now, you might say, well, that's a long way off. Let's not worry about it. But these days, a lot of folks are going to live well into their 80s and 90s and beyond due to medical advances. The problem is their brains may not keep up with the medical advances that keep their hearts pumping. And so this will pose an unprecedented crisis to our healthcare system because folks with Alzheimer's disease, they require a lot of care and a lot of support. And that's going to be a big drain on our healthcare budget and on our economy. The risk of Alzheimer's disease increases with age to nearly 50% in greater 85s. So you reach the age 85, you have about a 50-50 chance of having brain function that's normal as you progress beyond that milestone. So we now know that there are certain genes that either predispose to or protect you against Alzheimer's disease. And this is something new that I'm doing in my practice. I'm looking at a lot of patients with sophisticated genetic tests to help to prognosticate about the risk for Alzheimer's disease and other problems. So the risk of cardiovascular disease. We now have tests that tell you whether you are prone or protected. I tested myself. I was actually very happy to see that I don't have a lot of the bad genes and I have a lot of the good genes when it comes to cognitive function. And, so far so good. I'm knocking wood here. I think I'm still fairly cognitively intact. We'll see at 85. But there's some good news on that front. New study at the University of Exeter in the UK. And big study, because it was published in the Journal of the American Medical Association, also presented at the Alzheimer's Association International Conference that just took place in Los Angeles. And it's good news because even if you have high risk for Alzheimer's, and one of the key risk factors is having what's called the APOE4 gene. That puts you, if you have one of them, it puts you at roughly 3 to 5 times the risk of Alzheimer's. If you have a double hit on that, it's pretty bad because you got about a 20-fold increased risk of Alzheimer's disease. But those mutations, are, the double hit, fortunately, is kind of rare. The single hit, fairly common. But the research found that the risk of dementia was 32% lower in people, even with a high genetic risk, if they had followed a healthy lifestyle compared to those who had an unhealthy lifestyle. So what this suggests, and we'll get into the particulars, is that even modest lifestyle measures can offset the inevitability of cognitive decline that is dictated by your genes. In other words, your fate is not simply a matter of your DNA. And so what was the favorable lifestyle that we're talking about? Well, it didn't constitute a very stringent lifestyle modification, just moderate physical activity. And I believe it was, you know, just 2 to 3 bouts of exercise 3 times a week, no smoking, moderate alcohol consumption, and a clean Mediterranean diet, but by no means a very stringent paleo diet or ketogenic diet. It was just, you know, avoid the junk, eat, you know, a variety of foods, limit your sugar and refined carbohydrates, and don't have a lot of processed meats. That was the extent of their dietary intervention, and it made a big difference. The team found that living a healthy lifestyle was associated with a reduced dementia risk across all genetic risk groups. In other words, if you had good genes, it helped. If you had bad genes, even if you had bad genes, it would help. So the comment here from one of the lead authors, this research delivers a really important message that undermines a fatalistic view of dementia. Some people believe it's inevitable they'll develop dementia because of their genetics. However, it appears that you may be able to substantially reduce your dementia risk by living a healthy lifestyle. And on that premise, we proceeded to interview in one of our podcasts that we'll put up next week, Neil Levin, who lectures internationally on cognitive prevention. And we talked about the power of curcumin and magnesium to protect the brain. The problem is that unless you take the right type of curcumin and the right type of magnesium, they're less likely to cross the blood-brain barrier and work their magic to protect the brain from decline. So we recommend protosorb magnesium, which is magnesium 3-8. That appears to cross the blood-brain barrier more effectively. And also a type of curcumin whose brand name is Cogumin. You can listen to that podcast by downloading it when it appears sometime next week. Also, you know, other things that are helpful, fish oil, coenzyme Q10. I think a really important brain protective nutrient is nicotinamide riboside, which goes by the brand name True Niagen. All these products available at DearHoffmanStore.com, where you can click on DearHoffman.com, click on the store. There you'll access FullScript, and FullScript has a full range of cognitive protective products. But, you know, adequate sleep, very important too. Exercise generates brain-derived neurotrophic factor, BDNF, which is kind of like Miracle-Gro for your neurons. Your brain cells respond to BDNF by establishing new connections and growing, establishing new brain pathways, even in damaged brains, even in brains that have suffered strokes. BDNF is a pathway to recovery. So there's some hopeful news on the brain front with this landmark study that suggests that lifestyle may, at least in part, offset the disadvantages that bad genes give you when it comes to the likelihood of brain decline. Great study. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. 877-726-8255 is our number for questions on today's edition of Intelligent Medicine. Hi, this is Dr. Ronald Hoffman. As a listener to Intelligent Medicine, you know that fish oil provides the vital omega-3s, EPA and DHA, that support your cardiovascular, brain, nerve, vision, immune system, joint, and skin health. My preferred fish oil brand is Carlson. Carlson ensures maximum freshness by managing their fish oils from sea to store. They source only the highest quality deep cold water fish using traditional sustainable methods. All Carlson fish oils are tested by an FDA-registered laboratory for freshness, potency, and purity. I use Carlson myself, recommend it to my patients, and I've included Carlson in the Intelligent Medicine Protocol Starter Kit, available on my website, drhoffman.com. Carlson award-winning omega-3 nutritional supplements are available in soft gels and liquid form for those who have trouble swallowing pills. For more information, go to www.carlsonlabs.com. Carlson fish oils are available at fine health food stores nationwide. This is Dr. Ronald Hoffman. As you know, it's important to me that the supplements I recommend and use are of the highest quality. That's why I stock the Protocol for Life Balance product line at my online dispensary. Protocol for Life Balance offers a wide range of professional-grade products using ingredients backed by strong scientific research. Among them, two stand out, which help nourish your brain: Protosorb Magnesium and Cogumin SLCP. Protosorb Magnesium features a patented form of magnesium that easily crosses the blood-brain barrier, delivering magnesium directly to your brain. Cogumin SLCP features optimized curcumin, which also allows free curcumin to cross the blood-brain barrier. Protosorb Magnesium and Cogumin SLCP are highly innovative products that help nourish your brain. They're only available from healthcare practitioners, but they're available to you at drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance. That's drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance. Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here, and our number is 877-726-8255, and a new feature is that if you call that number anytime, 24-7, you can leave a message with your question, and we'll take that recorded message, and we'll use it as grist for the mill for our weekly Intelligent Medicine broadcast, as we're about to do with this caller. Let's hear from him.
Hello. I have a result of a nuclear cardio test. The left ventricular systolic function is low normal. Ejection fraction with stress is 49%. The doctor was going to suggest that I have a stent, and I'm a little leery about that. Is there anything that you suggest as far as diet and supplements that could improve that situation? Thank you very much.
Okay. Well, you know, boy, that's a question that you know, we could do an entire hour on, or it could be the basis for you know, a consultation in my office. You know, people often come to me for situations like this, asking for a second opinion. And, you know, we want to deliver it in a careful and comprehensive way. So just the information that you share with me isn't quite enough to tell me yay or no on the stent. I will say this, you know, the fact that your heart is pumping less effectively with exercise may mean that it's compromised, that there's circulation is limited to the heart, and that under conditions of high demand, such as a stress test, instead of your heart boosting its output, it falters. And the ejection fraction means the fraction of blood that's expelled from the left ventricle, which is the large pumping chamber of the heart, into the general circulation. And it should be higher than 49%. Now, ejection fractions that are in the 20s or teens represent an extreme form of heart failure. And at that point, people have swollen legs or shortness of breath. They have a real power failure. And this doesn't necessarily represent congestive heart failure. This just represents probably some compromised circulation of the heart. So will a stent fix it? Well, first of all, when it comes to stenting people who are asymptomatic, in other words, they're not suffering from a crushing angina, or her not having what's called unstable angina, which means the damage is already occurring to the heart. The studies suggest that just improving circulation doesn't necessarily make people live longer. It can sometimes improve symptoms. It can reduce pain in people who suffer from angina, but it's not going to necessarily make you live longer. So undertaking a stent is not simply a matter of, oh, yeah, you know, it's like a plumbing problem. We'll just rotor-rooter your arteries, you know, better circulation, it's all good. You'll live longer. You will never have, a heart attack. You'll live longer. That's not been conclusively demonstrated. So I would be a little cautious about doing a stent. Now, what can be done? Well, you can improve the pumping action of the heart by using magnesium, coenzyme Q10, carnitine. Ribose has been helpful in patients with heart failure. We want to look at all your cardiovascular risk factors. Why is it that you may have compromised circulation? We would look at homocysteine, Lp(a), your cholesterol to HDL ratio, the type of particles you're making. We would see if there's a relationship to diet. We would see if certain supplements can help to address some of those problems. The end point of impaired circulation, there's a lot of roads that lead to that, and we want to actually pinpoint the reason you may be getting. Maybe you're insulin resistant. Maybe you have prediabetes. The doctors aren't emphasizing that you've got a hemoglobin A1C of 6.1 because you're not outright diabetic. But all these enter into the equation of how we would handle a case like yours. There's even the prospect that we might use chelation therapy, which is intravenous therapy, to improve your circulation. It's been demonstrated helpful in even people who've already had heart attacks. That might be an alternative to bypass or stenting. In fact, there's a book entitled Bypassing Bypass, which is about precisely that, using chelation therapy as an alternative to risky surgery to open up your arteries. I mean, sometimes that's necessary. Stents can make a difference. Bypass surgery can save lives. But studies show that it's overdone. You know, we sort of jump to a mechanistic plumbing fix for a problem that really is metabolic and that needs to be addressed from the standpoint of diet, exercise, critical supplements that can protect the arteries and open things up. Vitamin K2 or the MK7 version of vitamin K has been shown to reduce calcification. Kyolic aged garlic extract slows the progression of arterial calcification. These are some of the things that I would suggest. All right, our number, 877-726-8255, should you choose to call us this hour. We're going to take a look at a nutrient that has proven helpful for Parkinson's patients, according to a new study. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. This is Intelligent Medicine.
Dance floor is open. Come on, everyone. Let's shake it.
You're young at heart. Let's keep it that way. Stay feeling young with Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract, designed specifically to help support and strengthen your cardiovascular system as you age. Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract was founded on scientific research and has been the subject of more than 800 research studies over the last 45 years, revealing its significant cardiovascular benefits. Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract cardiovascular, blood pressure health, cholesterol, and circulation formulas are just a handful of the many Kyolic supplements that can help reduce the major risk factors of heart disease and promote overall heart health. Organically grown, Kyolic Garlic is aged up to 20 months, has no pungent odor, and is gentle on the stomach. Make a resolution today to stay young at heart and keep your cardiovascular system strong for years to come. Get Kyolic today. Available at fine natural health retailers nationwide.
Everyone's raving about the newest botanical superstar hitting the store shelves nationwide. Hemp-derived cannabidiol, or CBD, has been receiving a lot of attention for its tremendous promise on human health. Plus, CBD oil by CV Sciences is the trusted brand setting the standards in this newly emerging category of plant-based extracts, offering a variety of hemp-derived CBD oil products that you can count on. In order to make the highest quality CBD oil products available, it is important to manage every step of the supply chain process, from seed to shelf. That's why, from harvesting our EU-certified hemp seeds, to laboratory testing for quality and safety, to producing our exceptional line of products, we are committed to going the extra mile. It is our commitment to you. Join the CBD evolution. Ask your local natural health retailer about Plus CBD oil products by CV Sciences today. Follow us on Facebook and learn more at pluscbdoil.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Huffman here. When it comes to Parkinson's disease, big problem because up to 2 million Americans suffer from Parkinson's disease. It's a very serious degenerative brain condition, and it takes a terrible toll. When it comes to medication, there are medications that can ameliorate it, but there's no cure, and there's not even a cure on the horizon. Dr. David Perlmutter, if you'll recall, years ago talked about the use of glutathione given intravenously to treat Parkinson's disease, and he was widely ridiculed. There were a lot of folks who said, nah, glutathione doesn't do the trick for Parkinson's disease. Nevertheless, there's a new study that suggests that a precursor to glutathione, which is readily available at your health food store or online, N-acetylcysteine can positively affect the dopaminergic system, the very system of neurotransmitters that is failing in Parkinson's disease. And it's a very interesting study. Instead of using glutathione, which is not that well absorbed orally, they used N-acetylcysteine given orally, but also NAC given intravenously. What they did in this study is they gave Parkinson's sufferers N-acetylcysteine IV once a week, and on the days that they weren't receiving the IV N-acetylcysteine, they got something readily available, 500 milligrams of NAC twice per day. That's not even a very high dose. That's, you know, pretty economical to take 500 milligram NAC standard dose twice daily on the non-IV days. And so what they found was quite interesting. They found that not only was the level of dopamine increased, but they also looked at something called the UPDRS, which stands for the Unified Parkinson's Disease Rating Scale, which assesses cognitive and motor function. So that's the real deal. I mean, so big whoop. You increase the dopamine, but does it make a difference? Well, it turns out it actually made a difference in symptoms. There was an improvement of 14% in the UPDRS score. That's a score of performance, so walking, balance, movement, etc. And so what they're saying here in the summary, this is an exciting study that suggests a natural molecule such as NAC can help improve dopamine function and symptoms in Parkinson's patients. And this is great stuff because glutathione is entirely natural. And NAC is a very well-tolerated, non-toxic supplement that's inexpensive. The part that's a little bit challenging is to make sure that patients get their intravenous treatment once a week, but that's doable. There are far more invasive ways to treat various conditions. And if we could mainstream this approach, this could make a huge difference for Parkinson's patients. And just think, you know, this preliminary study, they used relatively low doses of NAC, and they did it without combining NAC with other plausible nutrients like coenzyme Q10 and other antioxidants, which could have a beneficial effect on the brain. And using a combination of these therapies along with NAC could make a significant difference for patients suffering from Parkinson's. So a condition that, you know, I've been treating my entire career, but working on glutathione is a very, very important aspect of that. Another aspect is feeding the mitochondria, mitochondrial support with things like nicotinamide riboside could make a difference in Parkinson's patients. And here's another one that could make a difference. It's NT factor from Nutritional Therapeutics. I use NT factor on my Parkinson's patients, on patients with chronic fatigue syndrome and low energy. I take it myself as a natural anti-aging preventive, it offers mitochondrial support because it works on the mitochondrial membrane, making it work more efficiently. It helps to repair the mitochondria. You can harness the power of NT factor in a product called Healthy Aging. It's the perfect accompaniment to whatever supplement regimen you're already taking. It provides you with the unique energy support of pure NT factor and a potent delivery system. With a 45-day money-back guarantee, you've got nothing to lose. And there's a very special offer, so stand by for that. Please note that even though they're no longer shipped to Vitamin Shoppe, you can still find ProPacks and Healthy Aging at your favorite health food store or online retailer. Or to order direct, call 800-982-9158 or go to ntfactor.com. Now for the special offer. From now until July 31st, take advantage of their hot summer deal. Get 20% off any full-price purchase. Just use the coupon code SUMMER2019 at checkout. And you'll also receive a free gift valued at $19. Call 800-982-9158. That's 800-982-9158. Or go to ntfactor.com before July 31st for the special offer on ProPacks or on Healthy Aging. Those are great products. All right. When you look at the, there's such an array of Democratic candidates, you know, virtually two dozen of them. It's hard to keep track of them. But one candidate that really stands out, she doesn't have a ghost of a chance. She's the new age candidate, and she's kind of bizarre. Marianne Williamson, you know, when I look at her statements and I look at her platform, yeah, I realize that love is probably not the answer when it comes down to our confrontations with North Korea, China, Iran, or Russia. So I'm not sure that she would excel in the foreign policy realm. But she, because she doesn't have a ghost of a chance and she's got nothing to lose, she sometimes says some pretty interesting things, especially when it comes to healthcare. And here's an excerpt from her latest BuzzFeed interview. She actually had the temerity to say, and this is gutsy for a presidential candidate, that antidepressants are overprescribed. She says she believes antidepressants are overprescribed by doctors, and that they aren't needed to treat situations which she categorized as instances of normal human despair instead of a mental illness. She says, quote, the 20s can be very hard. They're not a mental illness. Divorce can be very difficult. Losing a loved one, someone that you know died, someone left in a relationship and you're heartbroken, that's very painful, but it's not a mental illness. You had a professional failure, you lost your job, you went bankrupt. Those things are very difficult, but they're not a mental illness. And she has been an outspoken critic of the pharmaceutical industry, expressing skepticism that drugs can play a role in treating depression, because, you know, that part of the problem in our, in the field of psychiatry, we tend to put a Band-Aid on human despair and dysphoric states. Sometimes people have seasonal affective disorder. Sometimes they're on terrible diets. Sometimes they have life circumstances that render them sad and despondent. So she says that the issue of personal human despair and how we treat it and how we deal with it is very much my lane. And I'm very much a professional dealing with those things, because she offers inspirational support to people who are experiencing, shall we say, psychological challenges. And she's here to uplift us with a different kind of message than some of the other political candidates. Don't get me wrong. I'm not a supporter of Marianne Williamson. She doesn't have a ghost of a chance to win the nomination, but she's, you know, putting some interesting issues on the burner. And if you go to her website, her views on healthcare are really quite interesting. She argues for more personal responsibility, teaching doctors more about nutrition, putting limits on the food industry's ability to purvey junk to American consumers. It's a pretty wholesome message, but no worry, no how, is she ever going to be able to leverage that message from a political platform, because she's unelectable. 877-726-8255 is our number for Intelligent Medicine.
Hi, this is Dr. Ronald Hoffman. As we age, forestalling and even reversing bone loss becomes more and more important. That's why I've created the Intelligent Medicine Bone Health Protocol, my personal supplement recommendations to ensure your skeletal health. Just go to drhoffmanstore.com. In addition to the Bone Health Protocol, you'll find easy-to-follow links from my supplement starter kit, Heart Health Protocol, and much more. As always, I strive to provide you with the tools you need to make informed choices beyond the cookie-cutter care of today's healthcare system, and these new protocols are an easy way for you to get the exact combination of targeted supplements you need to help you follow the intelligent medicine lifestyle. The same supplements I take myself and prescribe for my patients. And for a limited time, you'll get free shipping on all of your store orders. For more details, just go to drhoffmanstore.com. That's drhoffmanstore.com. drhoffmanstore.com.
Whether you are getting ready for a once-in-a-lifetime vacation, flying to a business meeting, or just visiting friends, don't risk ruining your trip by neglecting to protect your digestive health. Pack award-winning Dr. O'Hara's probiotics, one of the best lines of defense against traveler's tummy. Dr. O'Hara's convenient blister packs are portable and never need to be refrigerated, perfect for traveling. A worldwide leader in probiotics for over 30 years, Dr. O'Hara's probiotics is a superior formulation that enhances immunity and digestion to help reduce the risk of getting sick while traveling. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics is a fermentation of 12 strains of live probiotic bacteria with wholesome super fruits and vegetables producing Dr. O'Hara's trademarked postbiotic metabolites, so restorative to gut health. Stay healthy while traveling and remember to pack your probiotics. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at fine natural health retailers nationwide, also available online. Discover the Dr. O'Hara's difference.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. During the break, I was talking to my producer, Al, and he kind of playfully said, well, you know, what's next? Next story, Oreos are actually good for you. And I said, Al, just wait, because I actually have a story that claims that Oreos can be good for you. Okay, so, you know, I accepted the challenge, and here's the story. This comes to us from the Wall Street Journal. I kid you not, are Oreos part of a mindful diet? Snack makers promote chewing thoughtfully. Okay, so, all right, here's the scenario. Faced with some real headwinds in terms of marketing high-caloric hedonistic foods. I mean, there's just some people who just say, no, I'm not going to have that stuff anymore. I'm putting my foot down. I'm going to eat healthfully. I know that if you bring this stuff into the house, then I'm off to the races. I'm not going to keep it in the refrigerator. I'm not going to stock my larder with these types of foods. They're pushing back with a campaign to invoke something kind of trendy, which is mindfulness. It's kind of part of the, you know, Buddhist meditation tradition, mindfulness, to promote the consumption, in moderation, of course, so they say, of treats like Oreos. Now, we all know that Oreos, you know, virtually all of us have tried Oreos, and we know what a taste sensation they are. So what they've done is they have assembled the marketing staff of companies like Mondelez International. That's a big food conglomerate who make things like Oreos, Triscuits, Swedish Fish Candy, Cadbury Chocolate, Nilla Wafers. And they brought in meditation instructors to teach people how to eat mindfully. What is mindful eating? Well, mindful eating is best applied when you're eating broccoli, you know, something healthy, so you can appreciate the flavors, the texture. Savor the flavor. That's what it's all about. And don't, you know, be sitting there watching TV or using your smartphone, because the vast majority of us eat unconsciously. We're just slugging down the food while our brains are elsewhere. And what they say here is that this will enable people to get more pleasure and satisfaction from how they eat snacks and thus moderate their consumption. To me, this is a form of what is termed greenwashing. They're putting sort of a wholesome veneer on eating stuff that's essentially pretty bad for you. You know, and look, I'm no Puritan. I'm not calling for prohibition on tasty snacks. But it turns out that 56% of snack food eating is motivated by emotional needs. This, according to market research, Americans per capita snack between meals 429 times per year. That's at least once a day. And for some people, snacks are just part of their daily food consumption. They have snacks in the morning, snacks in the afternoon, snacks after dinner. And, you know, then the caloric intake and nutritional content of the snacks outweighs the impact of the healthy meals that they have in between, overwhelms it. So they say that eating indulgent treats and high-calorie foods more slowly, more mindfully, could help decrease your appetite for them. You know, just savor the flavor and it'll be okay. This is going to be part of a new marketing and advertising thrust by the makers of these poor quality foods to try and put a wholesome veneer on their products. They're trying to convince people that treats can be part of a healthy, meditative lifestyle. And on the flip side of this, 5 or more hours of smartphone usage per day may increase obesity. Why does it increase obesity? Because it is a concomitant of mindless eating. Spending too much time in front of the smartphone facilitates sedentary behaviors, reduces the time of physical activity, which thus increases the risk of premature death, diabetes, heart disease, different types of cancer, bone and joint discomfort, and musculoskeletal symptoms. Researchers looked at 700 women and 360 men, average age 19 and 20. That's precisely the generation to target because they spent a lot of time with the smartphones. Men were 36% more likely to be overweight, 43% likely to be obese, which is worse than just overweight. Women, 63% more likely to be overweight, 57% more likely to be obese if they used a smartphone 5 or more hours a day. You can say, well, how can anyone use a smartphone 5 or more hours a day? Easy. If you're 19 or 20, just take a smartphone away from someone who is 19 or 20. They will go through profound withdrawal. So, mindful eating, but let's not make Oreos the subject of the mindful eating. And this item, we talked this week about panic attacks with a guy who wrote a great book on avoiding panic attacks. And there's a nutritional concomitant to that. Low concentrations of vitamin B6 and iron turn out to be related to panic attacks and hyperventilation. Researchers looked at levels of common vitamins B2, B6, B12, and iron in patients with panic attacks or hyperventilation. They found both low vitamin B6 and iron in patients with panic attacks. So young women who menstruate often have low iron. Supplementing them with B6, putting them on a higher iron content diet, can make a big difference in their susceptibility to panic attacks. Magnesium helps as well. All right, thanks for listening to today's program. You can become a more informed listener to Intelligent Medicine by going to our website at drhoffman.com, download our podcast, follow us on Facebook and Twitter. Call us at 877-726-8255 to leave a question, which we'll tackle on a future edition of the program. Have yourself a great weekend. Stay healthy. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman.